Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A lot of people are saying The New Conspiracism and the Assault on Democracy is a political theory and public affairs book by Nancy L. Rosenblum and Russell Muirhead that examines how conspiracy thinking changed in the Trump era. Rather than focusing on classic conspiracy theories that try to explain events through hidden plots and evidence gathering, the book argues that a newer form of conspiracism has emerged, one that relies on insinuation, repetition, and bare assertion instead of coherent theory. The authors are interested not only in the logic of this style of political talk, but also in its democratic consequences. They show how it weakens trust in institutions, degrades public reasoning, and turns political disagreement into a constant assault on legitimacy. The book is both diagnostic and cautionary, aimed at readers who want to understand how democratic norms can erode when false claims circulate as if they were common knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how new conspiracism differs from classical conspiracy theory. The central distinction in the book is between traditional conspiracy theory and what the authors call the new conspiracism. Classical conspiracy theory still behaves like a theory. It tries to connect events, infer hidden causes, and present an explanatory framework, however distorted or mistaken that framework may be. The new conspiracism, by contrast, is described as conspiracy without theory. It does not need evidence, internal coherence, or an explanatory structure. Its power comes from insinuation, repetition, and the social effect of saying that many people are already talking about something. This matters because the book is not simply criticizing false beliefs in general. It is identifying a specific mode of political communication that bypasses ordinary standards of proof. By separating these forms, the authors argue that contemporary conspiracism is not just a louder version of old conspiracy theory, but a different practice with different effects on public life. Secondly, the rhetoric of a lot of people are saying as a political weapon. The phrase that gives the book its title is not treated as a casual verbal tic. It is analyzed as a technique that launders claims through anonymous collective attribution. Instead of making a claim and defending it, speakers imply that the claim already has broad social backing, which allows them to avoid responsibility for evidence or accuracy. This style of talk creates the impression that the assertion is too widespread to need justification, and it invites audiences to accept repetition as proof. The book shows how this rhetorical move fits modern media conditions, where messages spread quickly and unverifiable allegations can be amplified by partisan loyalty. In this framework, conspiracism is not built primarily on argument, but on social contagion. The result is a political environment in which assertions acquire authority from circulation alone, making factual correction harder and more politically costly. The authors use this to explain why the problem is not only misinformation, but a deeper breakdown in how public claims are authorized. Thirdly, why the authors link new conspiracism to democratic erosion. A major argument in the book is that new conspiracism is dangerous because it attacks the conditions that make democracy workable. Democratic politics depends on shared institutions that produce knowledge, adjudicate facts, and support legitimate disagreement. The authors focus on how conspiracism delegitimizes those institutions by treating journalists, civil servants, scientists, experts, and election officials as parts of a hostile cabal rather than as necessary democratic actors. Once those institutions are presumed corrupt, citizens lose a common basis for discussion and policymaking. The book also stresses that conspiracism does not merely express distrust. It intensifies distrust into a wholesale rejection of authority and mutual recognition. That shift damages the possibility of opposition within a legitimate political order, because opponents are recast as enemies rather than rivals. In this way, conspiracism becomes an assault on democracy not by offering an alternative system, but by hollowing out the norms that sustain pluralism, accountability, and institutional legitimacy. Fourthly, the Trump era as the main case of conspiracism moving into power. The book places special emphasis on Donald Trump as a political figure who helped bring conspiracism from the margins into the center of government. The authors argue that Trump regularly used the language of hints, hearsay, and repeated claims to validate ideas that would otherwise lack credibility. His style of communication made conspiracy allegations part of normal political speech, especially when tied to election fraud, hostile elites, or supposed secret agendas. The significance of Trump in the book is not only that he repeated conspiracy claims, but that he demonstrated how such claims could be used strategically to energize his supporters, delegitimize opponents, and excuse failure. By the time conspiracism entered the White House, it was no longer merely a fringe cultural phenomenon. It had become a governing style that affected how reality itself was publicly framed. The authors treat this as historically important because it shows that democratic institutions can be undermined from within by leaders who make repeated insinuation, feel like political common sense, Lastly, the book's broader warning about trust, knowledge, and political damage, beyond diagnosing a style of speech, the book develops a broader warning about what happens when knowledge itself becomes politically fragile. The authors argue that democracy cannot function without trust in institutions that gather, verify, and interpret information. When conspiracism erodes that trust, citizens become less able to distinguish disagreement from denial, skepticism from sabotage, and criticism from wholesale delegitimation. The book is especially concerned with how this damage spreads across society. It fractures shared reality, weakens public reason, and encourages polarization by making compromise appear suspicious. At the same time, the authors insist that conspiracism is not merely a symptom of deeper ideological conflict. It can be politically destructive on its own, even without a detailed alternative program. That claim helps explain why the book stands out from simpler accounts of polarization. It treats conspiratorial politics as a self-sustaining force that undermines democracy through language, repetition, and distrust, not just through policy disagreements or partisan advantage. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the relationship between conspiracy talk and democratic decline from a conceptual and political perspective. Scholars of political theory, students of American politics, journalists, and general readers concerned with misinformation will find it especially useful, because it does more than list examples of false claims. It explains a specific pattern of reasoning and communication that can erode institutions even when it lacks a formal ideology. Its main strength is that it distinguishes classic conspiracy theory from a newer, more corrosive form of conspiracism built on insinuation, repetition, and the rejection of evidentiary standards. That distinction gives the book analytical clarity and makes it more precise than many broader accounts of disinformation or post-truth politics. It also stands out because it connects rhetoric directly to democratic structure trust in knowledge-producing institutions, legitimacy of opposition, and the possibility of shared civic life. Readers looking for a focused account of how conspiratorial language changes politics will gain both a vocabulary for diagnosis and a framework for thinking about institutional repair. If you would like to support Nancy L. Rosenblum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.